Raven Cook, the founder and president of Foundation's Black History Educational Programming, is definitely staying busy and working from home. She continues to bring us new editions of Reflections in Black, recorded in her home studio.
This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. In this critical moment of American history, we as a nation are confronting the old foe of racial inequality. Many who were awakened to action by the murder of George Floyd began to ask me, what should I read? Where do I begin? For the next few episodes, I will do my best to answer by introducing you to voices who have grappled with the question of race in America. The first is Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois in The Souls of Black Folk. In 1903, Dr. William Edward Burghardt Du Bois published a text that would forever change American literature. Throughout his career, he'd written 9 essays around the complexity of race, and in 1903, he'd take these writings and write an additional 5 essays that would become the 14 essays providing language for the inner feelings of Black Americans for generations to come. Dr. Du Bois introduces the text saying, "Herein lie buried many things, which if read with patience may show the strange meaning of being Black here in the dawning of the 20th century. This meaning is not without interest to you, gentle reader, for the problem of the 20th century is the problem of the color line." Dr. Du Bois continues the forethought, providing his audience with language on the symbols placed throughout the text to light the reader's way to consciousness. He writes, "I have stepped within the veil, raising it that you may view faintly its deeper recesses, the meaning of its religion, the passion of its human sorrow, and the struggle of its greater souls. All this I have ended with a tale twice told but seldom written." The veil becomes a powerful symbol throughout the text, providing a tangible object for the intangible thing we all grapple with. Some of the most powerful words are written in the chapters to come. Thoughts on the realities of living as a Black American, with your own perceptions of identity, only to have to negotiate your beliefs with the world's narrative, created only by seeing the color of one's skin. Du Bois captures the fight internally, noting, "It is a peculiar sensation, this double consciousness, this sense of always looking at oneself through the eyes of others, of measuring one's soul by the tape of a world that looks on in amused contempt and pity. One ever feels his two-ness, an American, a Negro, two souls, two thoughts, two unreconciled strivings, two warring ideals in one dark body whose dogged strength alone keeps it from being torn asunder." Throughout the text, Dr. Du Bois introduces history, poetry, music, and a number of other genres. While I, as a reader, feel like the author knows me personally, I am also aware of the time in which the text was written and strive to read with a historical empathy the words, thoughts, and ideas from Dr. Du Bois. From his chapters exploring Reconstruction and the development of the Industrial South, to chapters that honor men he admired, even chapters that personalize the weight of racism and reiterate its generational heaviness, Dr. Du Bois anchors his audiences to a subtle hope. I encourage all people to read this incredibly timely book. I personally keep copies with me and will frequently refer to it when the weight of white supremacy becomes heavier than I can bear. This book and others will help you learn and grow in this moment of American history.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can find past editions at KUAF.com. Just search Reflections in Black.